partly sunny with a spotty afternoon shower. It is 67 degrees going up 74. You're listening to Reporters Roundup. Just how important is pre-kindergarten education? So many are saying there is no question it can make a difference. Now the drumbeat for pre-K access in Pennsylvania, it's getting stronger. Time to check in with our community affairs reporter, KYW's Cherry Gregg. Cherry, could this become an issue come election time?
Oh, yes, it could, Steve. The Pre-K for Pennsylvania campaign to get publicly funded pre-K for all 3 and 4 year olds in Pennsylvania is swiftly growing into a full-blown movement. Today, protesters delivered petitions to the headquarters of Tom Wolf for governor and to the South Philadelphia headquarters of headquarters of Tom Corbett for governor, and then, of course, of Wolf for governor here in South Philadelphia. I stopped by today and I spoke to local pre-K for PA director John Graybell Herman.
So there's 340 organizations that have signed on in every region of the state. We have 5,500 Pennsylvanians have joined the campaign and signed the petition. We're organizing in Philadelphia, in the suburbs, southwest in Pittsburgh, in northwest in Erie.
Herman says 70%, Steve, of Pennsylvania families do not have access to pre-K. They want to change that to ensure that Pennsylvania remains competitive with the rest of the country. And, Steve, there's even an economic argument to be made. According to a recent study, universal pre-K access could add 28,000 jobs in Pennsylvania. So don't expect these advocates to grow quiet anytime soon.
And certainly the whole matter of education has become a hot topic in this campaign.
Oh, definitely. I mean, with all the funding cuts and the battles going back and forth, we're going to hear a lot of this for the next several months.
All right. You'll keep us posted. Thank you, Jerry.
All right.